The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents the Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks take on the role of spoiler as they hit the road for their final road tilts of the season. It's a four-game trip, beginning in Minnesota, the state of hockey, at the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul against the Minnesota Wild. This is the Sharks' only game in St. Paul this year. Both of the other contests were played at home at the Shark Tank, and both resulted in Minnesota wins, 5-2 in favor of the Wild on November the 7th, and 3-1 Minnesota on January 11th in the most recent meeting. In both of those games, veteran Marc-Andre Fleury was in goal, and the 40-year-old is going to get the starting assignment again tonight in what is probably going to be the final game against the Sharks in his storied NHL career. Facing Fleury has been a privilege to young players like Ty Dellandrea, who talked about that matchup tonight.
The goalie he's been, the person he's been, one of hockey's greats. So, big fan growing up, and always fun to go against guys like that.
William Eklund has been in the NHL for two full seasons, and he says that it's really exciting to face off against a goaltender like Fleury.
It's pretty cool, you know, obviously play against the goalie like him, and you know, it's in New Toronto. I used to be on the ice with him sometimes, I feel like, and you know, it's pretty cool, and he has had a tremendous career.
But the Minnesota Wild are also inspired about playing in front of their future Hall of Fame goaltender, and Marcus Foligno, a character player on the Wild roster, talked about that.
Big game for us. I mean, it's in so many ways, and when you have that little extra juice behind it, it makes it fun, exciting, and it means a lot to do something special for that guy. Heck of a career, and to know it's going to be, you know, possibly his last home game, it's special. So we obviously want to get the win for him.
Here's what head coach Ryan Warsawski was talking about when facing the Wild this evening.
This is a team that's desperate for 2 points and where they are in their standing, so we have to make sure we match the intensity. And, at the end of the day, the pressure's on them. We got to play and stick with our identity of what we are as a team and our foundational habits, winning habits. So continue to, you know, work on those and grow those. And so we get into training camp next year and we're not, you know, picking up the pieces. So, I think the same mindset we had against Calgary is going to have the same one tonight.
Not only will the Wild play Fleury in goal, but they're also returning Kirill Kaprizov and Joel Eriksson Ek to live action. Kaprizov was a candidate for the Hart Trophy as the most valuable player until he was saddled with an injury that's kept him out the last 28 games. And Eriksson Ek is a valuable member of this team, especially in the playoffs. He sat out 22 of the last 23 Minnesota contests. Given the fact that they're coming back after such a long layoff, their skills probably aren't totally up to speed yet for game conditions. But if they get on the power play, they're going to be dangerous. And Coach Warsawski says that's something that has to be limited.
Yeah, for sure. And especially Kaprizov, he can really take over a game. So we got to make sure we're aware when he's on the ice and we're playing smart hockey and making these guys come 200 feet. And like you said, staying out of the box is really pivotal.
Ty Dellandrea is looking forward to facing both of those players tonight.
Yeah, great players, great big part of their team. So good test for us. You always want, play teams at their best and see what you're going up against. So it'll be fun.
And Dellandrea adds that the opportunity to be a spoiler to what the Wild hope is a playoff push is something that's awfully motivating.
These guys are fighting for playoff spots, and obviously we're not in the run, so we want to play competitive hockey, and so that's exciting, right? They're fighting for their lives, we're fighting to be spoiler. They're competitive hockey games, so those are the games you want to be in.
What do the Sharks need to do on this road trip? William Eklund talked about it.
Play a little better than we had before, you know. I think we have some games here, but we've been tight with them, and just the small details we got to do better, and it's a four-game road trip here, and we just try to do it as good as we can.
One thing that appears to be the case is that Tyler Toffoli could get back into action tonight. He's said to be a game-time decision, but he looked pretty solid in warm-ups this morning. And if he does get in, he'll probably play alongside Alex Wennberg and William Eklund. That excites Eklund. He acknowledges that Toffoli is a very important part of this team.
Yeah, it's big, you know, obviously. Point scorer like him, you know, we need him around, and leader like him, we need him in the locker room, so it's huge.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Everything has a beginning. Every great moment, innovation, or team has that electrifying moment when you realize something epic is on the horizon. Few places in the world ignite those moments quite like the Bay Area. From the spark of tech revolutions to the beat of cultural shifts to unseen athletic gifts, greatness begins here. And we can feel that moment coming once again. A beginning of something for those in teal. The spark? A talented, creative young core led by a pair of standout players who refuse to let their age define their skills. Add to that the wisdom of those that have come before and understand what it takes to overcome and produce magic. It's the beginning of something extraordinary. The future is teal.
Hey Sharks fans, what is a Shark's favorite washing machine setting? FinCycle. But seriously folks, PG&E and the Sharks want you to know that washing your game day jerseys and other clothes in cold water can save you up to $40 a year. Want to discover more ways to save energy and money? Check out PG&E's series, 7 Saturdays to a More Energy Efficient Home, at savingsactioncenter.com.
The Stanley Cup Playoffs Bracket Challenge is back.
Oh, yeah, baby!
And now it's time to take your shot. Face off against family and friends and see if you can predict this year's playoffs. Can you pick the perfect bracket and claim the ultimate prize? A trip to a 2025-26 NHL event. Sign up today for a chance to win exclusive prizes at nhl.com/bracket.
California faces a school library crisis due to the lack of a designated state funding source, leading to limited books, fewer librarians, and many schools without functioning libraries. Access Books Bay Area aims to address this issue by providing high-quality, culturally relevant books and transforming school library spaces. Their goal is to improve literacy for K-8 students in low-income areas, creating inviting environments that foster a love of reading. You can help this effort to bridge the literacy gap by donating and finding out more at accessbooksbayarea.org.
Hey everyone, Adnan Virk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Virk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two. Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Virk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He scores! The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Minnesota currently is in the second wildcard position with 91 points, 2 points behind the St. Louis Blues, who travel to Edmonton tonight to take on the Oilers. The playoff race is certainly on the mind of head coach John Hines. The Minnesota bench boss talked about the return of both Kirill Kaprizov and Joel Eriksson Ek to help the Wild along that path.
I think the most important thing is, you know, those guys have been off for a while. They've worked hard to get back, and we want them to come back and, get into the game and bring what they can bring. But I also think at the same time it's important that, guys understand their value to the team. And all of a sudden, you know, maybe a line gets changed or a role gets changed, that one of the reasons why we are where we are and we're still continuing to fight and we want to work our way to get into the playoffs is because we've had guys be able to step up. And I think it's important that everybody's able to play their role, accept their role, and have value in it and not take a breath and make sure that we're, you know, we got, as I told the team today, we got 7 days, we got 4 games, we got 12 periods. You know, it's time to make sure that everything is about winning. Roles, acceptance, attitude, intensity level in which we play, and we need everybody.
Don't miss a minute of all of the exciting play-by-play coverage. The Sharks and the Minnesota Wild. Scott Hannon joins me on the broadcast starting at 4:30 Pacific time from Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul. Find us online on a terrestrial radio affiliate station in Northern California or right here on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.